Spooky times.
Spooky.
Spooky times, scary hours. We them boys in them towers. Run up on you and your baby mamas.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Show me no love. I don't need.
You're trying to start your music career again.
Show me no love. I don't need them roses or them smelly flowers.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? You scared? I know you, boy.
It's going to be a rap battle.
All the way down to your bowels.
It's going to be a rap battle if you don't stop.
Listen, bro.
I'm going in.
Listen, bro. No, bro. You got to pay me for that, bro.
Toby.
You got to pay me for that.
Toby.
You got to pay me for that, man.
Send me a account deal.
Toby, what? I got bars like a fishing rod.
I got bars like a fishing rod.
I can keep going. Go on.
See, I got bars like a fishing rod.
Right.
Tied it on an extension cord.
Hey.
Tied it down line in Stratford waiting for a trendy boy.
Hey.
Money, I got plenty more.
Hey.
Fish money tied when she's 24.
Hey.
Falcon you down like you're 64.
Papiwa.
I got bars.
You need to respond. Come on.
Yeah. All right, cool. What are you saying talking to my face? Boy, you know you're scared talking to my lace.
My P1 wins. Again, it goes to Ghana.
Ghana again. You know what, boy? These groups should be called the Scary Boys and Girl. Scary Boy. Listen, this is what Drake is doing to you lot, man.
This
is what Drake is doing to you lot.
Trust me, Drake.
Fire, man.
Drake, fam, I've been listening to the wait, is that even an album or something?
What is it? Just singles, isn't it?
Singles, isn't it? He's working on an album, though.
No, he's working on an album, like, it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
But my man is...
Bro, if it's Drake,
he's a fire, bro.
If it's Drake and Rick Ross, never disappoint. Trust me, from Aston Martin to Stay Scheming. Bro, everything.
That,
She Will remix, like Drake and Rick Ross is like, they never disappoint.
Which kind of makes me think, like, why have they not released an album together, like a joint project or something? Because I'm telling you, if they do that, that'll be sick, man.
You know, I just feel like, you know, like everybody's in his own lane right now. Like, Drake is big. Rick Ross is big.
Yeah,
you know?
But the thing is, we need it, though. We need it. Trust me. We need it.
They're doing good solo.
Yeah, they probably might do that if their career is going down.
No, they should do it for the fans right now.
They should do it for the fans.
I don't know about you guys, but anytime they come together, they're like, what am I going to use? Scotty, like, and Jordan or something.
They're like Kobe and Shaq.
Bow Wow and Omarion.
I was gonna say
Ghana and Nigeria.
Okay, alright, cool. Alright, cool. So who's Ghana and who's Nigeria then?
I'm gonna say
Drake is Ghana.
Drake is Ghana and Rick Ross is Nigeria.
He's got that look.
Look,
Drake has the belly.
Oh dear. What are you talking about?
Where did this guy come from?
Ghanaians, you don't have talent.
This guy just like, I'm going left.
So now Rick Ross, they chop all the chow now based on, say, popularity. Now Ghana be the chow. Now Drake be the main talent.
But seriously though, I don't know about you guys, but I'd rather Rick Ross be Nigeria.
Yeah,
You can have him.
His catalog is impeccable.
It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. He looks Nigerian anyway.
Looks Nigerian.
Listen, no. Honestly, if you give me Drake's album, I tell you, if you give me Drake's album and give me Rick Ross's album, catalog, right? I'll take Rick Ross any day, bro.
I'm going for Rick Ross too.
I'll go for Rick Ross.
You know Ghana boys are like the ladies men and now, isn't it?
So Drake is Ghana, you know what I mean?
Rick Ross is a criminal.
Talking about the ladies, you see how rude we're gonna be, man. We have a lady here. You guys can't even introduce her. You know, but anyways, we have a friend of the show, Listen, a friend of the show. We've been talking about that we need a lady, right?
Yeah.
And today we got one.
We got one.
And funny enough, she's from Ghana, fam. I don't know what you guys are trying to do. Like, are you guys trying to turn this show into Ghana show?
Three is to one.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We're making noise in Africa right now.
It's all about Ghana right now. All right, cool. So we got a friend of the show, like I said, like a very beautiful soul, amazing person. You know what? Something I don't talk too much, man. You know what? Just introduce yourself, Nana, man.
Hi everyone, I'm Nana. I'm from Waltham Abbey. I'm a support worker, that's what I do. And also, this is my first time on this show, and this is my first time meeting everybody here. Everybody's actually amazing, to be honest. Like, I 100%. Can't stop laughing. You know, I've been cheesing so hard since I got here, and it's like...
I don't know what's happening over there, fam.
Hospitality, that's what Ghanaians do, you know. Yeah. We make you feel like home.
Did you say Akwaaba?
Yes, we make you feel like home.
Glad you remember.
Anyways, I feel at home, to be honest. Everyone is just lovely.
Yeah, sweet. Listen, Nana, we are so happy to have you today, man. I don't know about you guys, but...
Of course, listen, I'm happy to have you. It's been jokes, isn't it?
You know, just happy around and everything, man.
You are the like first ever guest on the show, so and you're Ghanaian as well, and then it's independence as well, so it's just
yesterday,
you know. Ghanaian thing now.
Big ups, Ghana.
Big ups, Ghana.
Blacked in, you know.
I hear that. Any Ghana t-shirt or whatever, but big ups, Ghana.
Yeah. Proud Ghanaian.
Oh, sweet. Yes, now. You know,
how is he?
You guys be our younger brother now.
How is he younger brother? We get independence before you.
When it comes to who got independence first, it's Ghana. So,
yeah, so what are you,
if you're going to rate it on
years?
That level,
how many years?
19. God. 1952, was it?
56. The guy cast himself.
Don't roast me out there.
The guy cast himself.
It's 56.
Views. Listen, see?
It's 56.
Disappointment, fam.
I can still sing the national anthem.
My man over there is Googling it. He's checking his phone.
No.
You see?
I'm talking to Drake right now.
They're all looking at their phones.
It's actually 57.
I said it wrong.
57. I was close. I said 57.
Right, Toby.
You know, Sixth March.
We are proud Nigerians. When is our...
No.
So we are three years older than you. But you guys never know when you guys were born.
What do you mean?
I knew yesterday, but sometimes, you know, it just skips your mind.
Hold on. Have you all been to Ghana though?
Yeah, I was in Ghana like 3 years ago. Yeah.
How long though?
I stayed for 5 weeks because I was born in Ghana. I was raised in Ghana.
Yeah.
I went to school in Ghana, so I do love my country.
You know what? Listen, I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to talk about, because obviously it's the Ghanaian Independence Day. You know, the Ghanaian Independence Day and everything. You know? But apart from that, let's come back to you, Nana. When you are introducing yourself, you talked about, obviously, you work in the health industry and all that stuff, you know, and obviously you work with mental health people and all that.
Yeah, learning disability as well.
Right, nice. You know, as someone like myself who is a big advocate when it comes to mental health, we have this stigma in the community, right, about Black men and mental health. When you tell someone, yo, you know, mental health this and that, they'll be like, yo, I'm not crazy, you know. You know, people always say that. You know, people always think that when you're talking about mental health, you're talking about they are
crazy,
mentally insane or something,
insane,
right?
Yeah.
So since that's your industry, it's so amazing that you're here, because we would love you to sort of shed a light on it. You know, just kind of talk about it and all that. You know,
mental health, to be honest. I mean, it's not just about somebody being mentally on, like, being very aggressive or being crazy. You know, sorry to say this, but, you know, in Ghana, you see all these crazy people on the street and everybody, we automatically know that they're mad. That's what we say. But it's not just about that. Sometimes when you go through depression, I'm not saying you're mentally unstable. Well, you could be mentally unstable.
Right.
But, well, with the kind of people I work with, they're independent. They're just like us. But it's just that sometimes they, you know, something sort of like triggers them, you know, and then they tend to just kind of switch, you know. I've been with people that actually have been aggressive and it goes on for hours. But that's it. After a couple of hours, like let's say 1 or 2 hours, that's it. They're back to normal.
Right.
So sometimes you can't even tell. So I think, I don't know, when people say people are just mentally, it's not just about somebody being like crazy, you know. For instance, I mean, I've gone through depression before. Doesn't mean that, you know, I'm crazy or anything right. like that. It could be like maybe life struggles sometimes that can put you in that state. And it won't show on me that I'm depressed. Like everyone is different. Some people, when they go through depression, they tend to be like, they change automatically. But I'm the type of person, I mean, when I used to go through that, you would never know that I'm going through depression because I'm still that bubbly person. You know, like, I don't show it like other people. So
do you not feel like sometimes it's good to show it, like, to express your...
It is good to express yourself sometimes. But then I feel like, you know how some people are very judgmental? It's hard for others to open up to people because right. sometimes, maybe for... Let me use myself as an example, like... I may be very scared to tell you certain things that are really personal because of what I think that maybe you're going to say, you know. So instead of me saying that, I'd rather just keep it to myself, maybe just cry to myself to sleep or something. Just, you know, but I mean, like I said, everyone is different. Not everybody knows how to open up or share their problems with other people.
Right.
And also, I don't know, but if I have some sort of relationship with you, I think I may be more comfortable opening up to you. But if not, then it's going to be really hard to, you know. So, I mean, yeah, that's it's not really like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just say that if you feel like you're going through that stage in life, because I feel like we're all humans, one way or the other, everybody goes through like a tough time where they break down mentally, emotionally, whatever. But, you know, I just advise people to just speak to somebody that is closer to you, you know, because it does help. You know, it may be hard, but don't feel the pressure like, oh my God, if I don't speak to this person, I'm going to go crazy. No, just do it at your own time when you feel like you're comfortable enough to, you know. And I know some people may be mean and tag you as crazy because you're mentally unstable, but that's not the case. That you shouldn't listen to what people say because they themselves might be crazy because some people are really bitter, to be honest.
Right.
You know, so
it's just apart from speaking to people about your state, what else can you do to improve your
You can find like a hobby. Like I do have a hobby. If not for lockdown, I used to play tennis with my friends. I love music. When I'm going through a hard time, sometimes I pray, I listen to music or I just go for a ride. I can literally just get up one morning and say I'm just driving to Northampton or Birmingham and just come back.
So basically,
it's therapeutic for me. If you know your interest, like if you love music, just do it.
Right.
If you have a diary where you can just vent to, like write whatever, however you feel in it, whatever that makes you feel okay, I would say just do it. Because, I mean, for me, if you ask me which one is best for me, I would say that I would rather vent to a diary or do like a driving around or something than to vent to somebody because people are really judgmental these days and you can't even trust people enough to share your problems with them because you think that, oh, this person I'm telling might not tell my problem to somebody else. But certain things are very confidential, but some people don't know the definition of that. They tend to break that, you know, like that rule or whatever, you know, however you want to put it. So I don't know. I feel like whatever makes you comfortable, that's the word. Just do it, you know.
But then what do you say to people, especially men? I say yes, but it's easy for you to say that because you're a woman. You know, obviously, women open up to other women easily.
True.
But when you're around your boys, you don't want to open up to them because some things might be bothering you and they can just have a laugh with it. You got me, crack jokes on you because they don't know the severity of it. You got me? So which obviously has made some guys, mm-hmm. we always suppress whatever we're going through. But then now, it's kind of easier to open up.
Yeah.
But still, a lot of men are not opening up.
Yeah.
So what would you say to that then?
I'm glad you asked me this question because I know men are stubborn. Yeah, that's the truth. Even when you guys are ill, sometimes it's hard for you. Just to get you guys to go for a checkup is really difficult.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say, yeah. I mean, if you're not comfortable, like I said, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or you're a woman. Like, you know yourself more than anybody, You know, you need to find like a coping mechanism, I would say, that would help you get out of that situation you're in at that point. Mm. Because like I said, it also boils down to trust and the kind of relationship you have with people. Like, you can have a best friend, but you feel like some things are really personal that you cannot even share. Mm. So you, as the individual, you need to find what you feel like is best for you. Because nobody can do that for you. Because if you're not able to talk to somebody, trust me, you bottling up emotions is just going to make you feel terrible.
Mm.
So you might as well just, you know, I feel like I would say the ball is in your own court, to be honest. You need to find what is best for you. What would help you? If it's running, go for a run. If it's just driving around, something that would just put your mind at peace, just or at ease, just do it.
Right. But then also, it's also important to speak to a therapist as well.
Of course, you can. Yeah, you can. I mean, you can speak to a therapist, but I always say to people, like, even when you talk to somebody, when you go home, it's just you, right?
Right.
You're not. It might help you speaking to somebody, but then again, I feel like in this life, you need to learn how to deal with situations alone. Because once you learn how to do that, trust me, even when there's nobody to help you through whatever you're going through, you can deal with a situation on your own.
Right.
You don't always have to depend on somebody. Imagine if we didn't have a therapist. What are you going to do?
Bro, in Africa, therapists are broke. Nobody's going.
Not everyone.
Nobody's going.
You'll be broke. You are broke.
Therapist
that.
For
people
what?
Don't even believe but then
that comes down to the stereotype and the negative stereotype, because you know, if you're talking about mental health in Africa, people are just looking at you like,
you're just crazy.
This guy is crazy. He's got a mental guy.
Then again, I feel like, I don't want to use the word illiterate. Or some people, you know, when if you have deep knowledge about saying things, you know that it's not just about somebody being crazy.
Yeah.
If I say I'm mentally unstable, it doesn't mean I'm crazy. Right. You can see me jumping, dancing, mingling with other people that are perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that, you know, but it's just, I mean, I feel like if some people are well educated, I would say, or have in-depth knowledge about saying things, then they'll know that mental health, it goes way beyond what people think. You know, it's deep, to be honest. Like, I think people should read more about it.
Let me ask you this question, right? So this period of time, you know, this lockdown and stuff like that, have you guys got more patience? Because I feel like this lockdown is making people go gaga and stuff. Have you got more patience than previous times when everything was normal?
Mama said gaga, you know. making people go gaga.
Gaga. I was thinking about Lady Gaga.
I mean, so where I work basically is like, it's just young adults in their own buildings, like flats. So people don't come in, people don't go out. But I do get complaints at work that, some people say, oh, I'm tired of the lockdown. I'm frustrated. I'm stressed. I can't go out. I can't see my family. That is really tough, because it's like every day you have to face that when you go to work.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to keep saying the same thing to them. You don't. Some jobs, to be honest, you have to have a lot of patience to be in certain profession, because that's why you have to do with passion. If it's not something you don't want to do, just don't go into it.
100%.
Just don't, because I've worked with certain people where you can tell by their actions how they're doing the job that they're just there because, I mean, we all work for money. But if you do something that you really love, trust me, you would do it without any, like, you know, without you feeling some type of way. So, I mean, we don't really get people coming in, like, because it's not, I don't work in a hospital, to be honest. So it's like, I don't really get people, like, the people that I work with, that's where they live. That's their home. They don't go anywhere. Right. They're just there. The only problems that we deal with every day is you go in every day, they tell you that, oh, there's always a new issue. Like, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I want to do my hair, I can't go out because of lockdown. And what can we do? The most we can do is to just try to calm them down and just assure them that lockdown is going to be over soon. And once it's over, they can do, you know, just show a bit of empathy and also sympathy as well. So, I mean, it's a tough job, but like I said, if you don't have the passion for it, just do not go into it.
Well, I can't wait for lockdown to be over.
I can't wait either, because I need a break myself. I need a holiday.
Because definitely it affects people. I always tell people this, that it's so funny that we're dealing with this whole COVID thing, but when COVID is over, we will be dealing with another pandemic.
Of course.
Mental health.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, people are going through it behind closed doors, but we just don't know. Some are not confident enough to come out.
and say it. Yeah.
Yes. Some just, you know, just they do that privately. So you can be in the same house with somebody and you wouldn't even know that this person is having a mental breakdown.
Half of them don't even know that that's what they are going through.
That's it. They don't.
Yeah.
But it's only when, like I said, because of the kind of job I do and I have a bit of knowledge about it, I know the signs and I know what it looks like and how it comes up. Like, I can just tell that, oh my God, I'm having a mental breakdown because I know the signs, but some people don't. They literally, they may be going, but they just ignore. Not that they don't really like care or they're not, they don't really pay attention to themselves. The thing, like I said, if some people don't have knowledge about it, they will know. It's just like any other illness. If you don't know the signs and symptoms of COVID, you probably sit there and say, oh my God, it's just normal. It's just the everyday thing. You know, but if you know something little about it, when it's starting, before it gets worse, you know how to avoid it. Right. You know how to prevent, or you know what to do, you know, in order for it not to escalate. But I don't know. It's just, it's just crazy.
So what do you say to people that say, yo, I don't want to go see this practitioner or this therapist or whatever because they're going to give me some medication that's probably going to do this to me and whatnot, blah, 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 boom.
Yeah, you know? That's why I like Africa. This thing's not working.
We don't care back home.
We just, you know.
That's the thing with people back home. I mean, not to throw shade or anything or be disrespectful.
Feel free because we are here to obviously.
The thing is, that's why a lot of people go through stress and frustration back home. Because they take a lot of things for granted.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, but there's more stress here than like.
No, there's more stress here, but there's more help.
How come you see a lot more mad people walking on the streets?
Exactly.
Than
they say many are mad, but few are roaming.
Not like that. Come on.
The thing is, back home.
Maybe in Nigeria, but not Ghana, you know?
This is why you see a lot of people on the streets. It's not because they are more mad.
It's not because we look down on it. Thank you. Provision.
They don't get the help that they need.
And even when you put it forward, you're looked down upon. But like someone said earlier, even when you go to a hospital and say, oh, you're going through this and that, they just look at you like what
crazy.
The fuck? Like,
do you get what I mean?
Yeah. We don't take it as serious as we should.
No, we're very ignorant.
If you're
that's
mad, you're mad. You've got to smoke weed or you've got to take this and that.
They always think it's weed or something. Yeah,
but it's not that. Mental health is a serious thing.
Yeah, the funny thing is they always think it's weed.
Weed.
Juju.
Drugs.
Juju, or drugs.
Drugs.
Or something.
It's
so crazy.
And it's funny because these days, I feel like even mental health affects young ones. It does. There's nothing like this person is older. You know, like, I don't know, but some parents, you know, they feel like, oh, sometimes when I used to work in a hospital, we get young patients coming in and it's like they tell us that, oh, my mom did, like, basically they're having problems with their parents. But the thing is, they don't pay attention to their kids these days because they feel like if you're young, you don't go through anything. You don't pay bills. You're not married. You don't have kids. So what at all can stress you out?
Yeah.
But no, funny enough, depression is killing a lot of young people.
A lot of people, yeah.
When I used to work in hospital, I used to get like 18, 17-year-olds, 16 coming into the hospital taking what? Overdose of paracetamol.
What the
hell? Some people try to even cut their wrist.
In Africa, if your father, your mother take their belt off, can you go and take paracetamol for what? You are crazy.
The thing is, you see,
when they remove the belt, they don't use the leather bit, they use the metal bit. You want to take what? I beg, sit down. Problem solved. Speaking of all that stuff, right? You want to, when it's lockdown is over, you want to go on holidays, right?
Of course.
You're going to Ghana, right?
Yeah, I mean, just for 2 weeks.
This guy's got to love God.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
I said that it's for a reason because I wouldn't have gone to Ghana. Because, I mean, I'm from Ghana. I was born in Ghana. I went to school in Ghana. Ghana is a beautiful country.
Shout out to Ghana, though. Shout out to Ghana.
Of course. I love my Ghanaians, you know. But the thing is, I want to travel to other places. I want to explore.
Nigeria, not now.
Maybe in the next life. I would want to go to Nigeria, but I have to go with somebody I trust.
Exactly. But you can't really go to Ghana.
I can't go to Ghana alone.
Why not?
Ghana is why not?
Come on, man.
You can come to Ghana. You can.
Yeah, come on, man.
If you speak to many people, they can freely go to Ghana. When you get there, you get Akwaba.
Akwaba. The first thing the immigration officer is like, Akwaba,
man. Akwaba. You can't go to Nigeria.
Nigeria immigration officer will be like, oh yeah, I go seize your passport.
Have you been to Nigeria before? Have you been to Nigeria before?
Yeah, he's been to Nigeria.
Been there.
All right, cool. So before we jump off the topic and everything, what is the worst case that you've had to deal with?
Wow. What
the
a
most
question.
Craziest one that you're like, yo, this shit is crazy.
It's a lot. I don't know which one is the most, which one is worst. They're all bad.
Yeah.
But I would just share one. So basically, I used to work in a care home and the unit I was on was a dementia unit. Obviously, that's a mental health, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
So we had this old man and in the care home, we have this like a mat.
Yeah.
Basically, is to alert us like when he tries to get off because he's at risk of falls.
Yeah.
We literally laid the mat right under his bed. So when he tries to get out of bed, the bell just literally goes off. So then we have to go into his room and just turn it. That means that he's out of his bed.
Mm.
So I went in there. And mind you, this man has severe dementia, like advanced dementia. Mm. And he is giant. And look at me, standing right next to him, trying to defend myself. So what happened was, the bell just went off. So I went into his room to turn it off. And when I got there, this man had like cutlery in his hand.
Mm.
And where the bell is sort of like in the corner. So as I made the, you know, as I took the step to just try and turn the buzzer off, I turned my back and this man was literally behind me. So I was cornered with him holding a cutlery in his hand.
That's mad.
Mm. Of course. Look at how this man is big, like he's tall. And look at me. I didn't even know what to do. I had to just press the emergency buzzer.
Is he Nigerian?
No, he's not. And the funny thing is, people know. And the funny thing is, people know the state of this man.
Yeah.
But they still, you know, tend to send one person. It has to be like two people in there because anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, just in case of any emergency, you can basically just either call for help or just try to rescue the other person. But it's always one person. And the funny thing is, if you don't have a good management or a supportive team, trust me, they will make it seem like, oh, you're just making up stories. Because I've had people like that. You know, they tend to make it seem like you're just making up stories. This person is okay with me. So automatically they assume that this person should be okay with you.
Yeah.
You know, but that's, I've had so many, trust me, story. Like, it's just crazy.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Before we go on, I just want to say, happy International Women's Day to all the women out there.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to all the women.
Which is the 8th of March, is International Women's Day.
Shout out to all the black queens out there, especially the black queens out there. Every queen, white queens, yellow queens, gold queens.
Fanta queens, and everything. That's what's up.
To all the beautiful moms and
all the beautiful moms, sisters, 100%, grandmothers, grand, you know, yeah. But yeah, it all came about because obviously, back in the day, women were looked down upon because, you know, at workplaces they didn't earn as much as men.
Yeah,
they were looked down upon because, even still to today. But at least it's coming up now. You even in politics, you get a lot more politicians 100%. Out there that are women, 100%. Which is good. Women are in places of power. You know, there's a woman president out there, women presidents out there.
Yeah. And shout out to the president of WHO. She's a Nigerian woman. You get me? You know what I mean, brother?
Wow,
I can't hear
you.
You know what I mean, brother? Yes, Antiwa. Yes, Antiwa.
Oh, my dad.
You guys are everywhere.
What's the name of the woman again?
Ngozi. Shout out to Mrs. Ngozi. Shout out to all the women.
Shout out
to all the women though.
Yeah. Keeping their homes on check.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yo, we appreciate you
guys. We appreciate you.
Yeah. The next point.
Talking about women, I just want a quick question back to you, Nana. Sorry.
Cool.
You know how these days you get a lot of women posting nude pictures and all of that out there.
Oh,
we are deep diving in it.
We've had this convo on here before. Yeah. I just want to know, why do you think women feel okay to be posting nudes on Instagram, on social media and all of that. Do you think it's peer pressure, or they're trying to express themselves, or what do you think it is? What do you think pushes
when
them
you, when you say to do nudes that? I want to understand nudes in what?
Not nudes, like, nudes, like semi-nudes. I like mean, back in
bikinis,
the day.
Yeah, like,
bikinis, you know, bum pictures, pictures with like, I don't cleavage, twerking. It's like,
I don't watch it. Do you watch, you've been watching it a lot, eh?
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. I don't have a problem with the slow
intelligence. Even though you,
open your Instagram right now and then you scroll, I'm sure you see.
When I open my Instagram, all I see is Michelle Obama and Ghana.
You liar.
I don't see nothing.
He's lying. He's capping.
I don't see nothing. Guy, I'm on show.
Open where we see.
All right, cool. Yeah.
But yeah, no. I just want to, do you think is women trying to empower themselves, or they're trying to express themselves, or it's just I don't know what it is. What do you think is going
on? Well, in my opinion, I don't know. I feel like sometimes some people allow social media to get into their heads. Like, people do anything for clout these days, to be honest. That's... Like, I mean, I don't want to say this, but for me, I've got big boobs, right? So no matter what kind of picture I take, you know, it's gonna be, yeah, exactly.
The visibility is gonna be there. The visibility is gonna be there.
I'm a married man. Please stop watching. I'm a married man.
Will,
yeah?
You know, it will be. But then I get the question you're asking. Like, I do see that a lot on social media these days. I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I don't know. I just feel like people will do anything for clout, and I don't really know the reason why people will do that. Like I said, I can't really, you know, I don't know. It's just maybe for fame.
So you feel like it's more for clout?
Yeah, I mean, what else will be the reason why you would do that? Because no, you know, like, you can't be a brand ambassador if you're portraying yourself like that, to be honest. No company would want to see, unless it's like, maybe, you know, the company.
Do you not think, you know, men have always liked to come out and then flex their muscles, you know, bare chested and all of that. Do you not think women are trying to show that, listen, if you men can do it,
Woman can do better, yeah, innit? They say what a man can do. I mean, I don't think so. I feel like another thing is back to this mental health. I'm going back to that because then I feel like, you know, sometimes when people are going through stuff, everybody has a means of releasing stress. Right, sometimes people do things and they don't even know that they're doing it, to be honest. But the thing is, social media, once you put something out there, it will always be there. And you'll be surprised how people are so quick to catch on what you put on social media. Yeah. So I don't know. It could be maybe, I can't really pinpoint what the problem is. But I personally think it can be a lot of factors. Maybe somebody's going through something and decides to, you know, social media is a place where they just feel like, oh, I want to just take pictures. Because you do things and sometimes you don't know.
So you do think it's a problem? You don't think it should be accepted?
I mean,
is that your opinion?
Well, that's a hard one, to be honest, because some people, is their job.
That's all I've always said.
Some people, is their job. You can't take that away from them. Most people
it's not their jobs, though. They just want to do it for clout.
You don't know, though, do you?
They just want to do it for the likes and the comments.
Even if it's not their job, though, like, some people have the right to express themselves, though, innit?
Yeah, and it's social media. Like I always say, I'll give you an example. I used to, because I'm on TikTok, right? I recently joined TikTok. I used to post a video, like videos I do on TikTok, not anything exclusive, on Instagram, and I had this one person comment, send me a DM actually saying that, oh, you're disturbing with your TikToks, blah, blah, blah. And I said to the person, I was like, you have the power to follow and unfollow who you please. So I feel like whoever appears on your TL, if that person is posting news and you don't like it, you just have to unfollow the person, to be honest. Because you can't really stop people from doing what they want to do.
100%.
It's them. I mean, they know from left to right, I believe, and they're all adults.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like...
Yeah, and to me too, like, people have the right to do what they want.
It's social media. I mean, I wouldn't do certain things, but other people will go beyond that. They would do it. So, I mean, the most I can do is, if I don't want to see it, I just either mute them or I don't even. Because like I said, people go through a whole lot. Now it's lockdown, nowhere to go, nothing to do. Everybody, you know, most people are just, oh, I'll just take a picture and just, you know, just post it. Some people don't see anything wrong with it, but it's us. We the ones who watch it on social media. We are the ones that say, oh, but this is not decent, or this is this and that. But
even back in Africa, fam, like, 10, 20 years ago, if you'd done that, you'll be looked at like some prostitute.
Yeah,
like
I that. Mean...
But nowadays, they do it and then they get away with it. But I'm thinking...
Yeah, but that's... I think that's... Sorry not to cut you off, but I think that's women or people just trying to be in control of their body and do whatever they want to do with their body.
Personally, you know I think it's all got to do with equality still. I think women are trying to level up with men.
And there's nothing wrong with it, bro.
I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with it.
And also, I mean, not to cut you off, but it's just what he said that back in the days, you know, when you do that, you're being looked at as a person. I feel like sometimes culture plays a role.
100%.
It's where you come from as well. Because in Africa, like Ghana, for instance, the same things that you can't do in Ghana, but when you come to UK or you go to other countries, you see people do it.
Yeah.
If you do it in Ghana, they will look at you as you're being disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like there's so many factors that play like a role when it comes to these things. And you know, social media is you'd be surprised how you don't know how much social media can influence you.
Yeah.
Somebody might not be like that, but it's just because of what they see, they get into it so much that, you know, they feel like sometimes they do things, like I said, they don't even know that they're doing it. And but by the time they realize that, oh, it's probably too late.
You're already
out there. So it's like, I feel like people just need to be more cautious, you know, because right now kids, everybody is just But we just don't know.
You know, there's a backstory that's how a lot of girls got into porn.
That what?
Like, a lot of girls got into porn by just trying to be all crazy in their young age. And
because you see adults doing it and then you think it's okay to do it too. Like,
they normalize a lot of things.
Once
these
I hit 18, I can do this, I can do that.
I mean, listen, me personally, I don't have a problem with people doing whatever they want to with their buddy. Would I want my girl to go into that?
That's what I was going to ask.
Would I want my daughter to do it?
No.
But I don't have a problem if someone else does it.
So you don't have a problem with other people doing it. Yeah. No, you don't have a problem with your daughter doing it.
I will support your business.
Yeah, but I won't let my child do that.
But my child, no, I wouldn't. You know? But
that's a bit wrong then.
I feel like it all depends on the individual, to be honest.
You don't want your daughter to do it, but then you're okay seeing other people do it.
Yeah, I mean, because you're not my child, are you?
Yeah, but if your daughter sees you supporting other people do it, she's going to think, oh, daddy's okay supporting, with other people doing it.
I think supporting is a strong word.
You just said I'll support other people doing it.
No. See, what I'm trying to say is, she's my friend, right? Mm. And if she's got OnlyFans and all that, you get what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Bruh. But your daughter is going to see that and think, oh, yeah,
No, she's not. Because I'm not going to be doing it for my daughter, am I?
Yeah, but she'll find out. Like, yeah, okay.
How's she going to find out?
I don't know if you like her pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she goes
first
on there.
First of all, will your daughter even be on social? Because listen, I always say this, that when I have kids, because of how I see social media these days, my child is not going to be on social media. It's just too many things going on, to be honest. It's not like back then when I was growing up, you know, because my mom was always against me being on social media because she thinks like when you put your pictures out there, you can get people to chat to you and all that. So
what
did you
think when your mom was not happy with you being on social media?
I mean,
back in the day?
To be honest with you, I didn't agree with her. You know, when you're young, you think you know everything.
So that's what your daughter is going to think.
Because now I do thank my mom a lot for a lot of things. Like, I wouldn't even like. And now it's just because of my upbringing, I know what to do and what not to do on social media.
Right.
I see things, I learn all the time. Like, I don't know what other people use their social media for, but if I'm on social media, I don't just post pictures. I see what people do. I sort of like try to grab some sort of knowledge. Like, I see what's wrong, what's right. Not that I'm judging anyone, but for me personally, I wouldn't do it.
You know what? It's so funny that you said it. What is your take on, because we always have this conversation up here, what's your take on discipline your child?
I just unfollowed you, you know, since you're going to support people but not support, I just unfollowed you on Instagram, so me and you, we are done.
I
don't follow you anymore. Listen. You want to watch other people, but you know your
and
family,
you don't want your family to
I just
do
unfollowed
that.
You
listen,
I just unfollowed you, bro.
I mean, no, but you have
I just unfollowed you.
But listen, look, go on.
Are you following this guy?
Yeah.
I'm following.
Why?
I just unfollowed you.
You are enjoying people. I won't unfollow him because you want me to.
Why are you enjoying it then?
I'm supporting their endeavors.
You're in support.
So support your daughters or your wife's endeavor.
No.
Supporting black businesses.
As a matter of fact,
support your
own. As a matter of fact, I just blocked you.
Jesus. You are mean.
I'm supporting black business, bro. You got me? Going back to the discipline and everything, because we always have that conversation. Some people in this place look at me crazy when I say, when I have kids, right, I will discipline my kids.
Of course. Why not?
Allow the whole, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, and everything. I always use this analogy, right? When you have, not that I'm saying kids are dogs, right?
Yeah.
But when you have a dog, when you have a chihuahua, you are not going to treat a bulldog the way you treat a chihuahua.
Chihuahua, facts.
You get what I mean? So, as a parent, you know the kind of child you have, right? And if your child is a knucklehead.
Like some people I know.
You got me? You've got to handle that early.
Of course.
If you don't, the government will handle that for you.
Of course. I mean, I'm in full support. But then again, I would say that it all depends on the parent. Every parent is different.
Right.
My upbringing, when I was young, I never understood why my mom never allowed me to go out. Because I never had that social life growing up in Ghana. I'm from a very, when I say strict.
Tell me about
it. I went to Ghana 3 years ago. My mom had to go at me because I had a short on. Just that. I left home at 9 in the morning, came back home at 7 p.m. and it was war in the house.
Wait. At your big woman age.
Yep. Because I'm from a really, growing up, I understand.
But you know what? I'm not even shocked because my mom, with my tattoos, bro, she still goes hard on me with tattoos, bro.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Mine just found out.
She doesn't give a fuck.
You're not from a strict family. When I do something wrong. When I do something wrong, I know that I'm not sleeping.
I'm not sleeping at home that day. I know that if I go to Nigeria, it is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
She has already told me. Them tattoos that you got on you, make sure you scrape them off before you come back. So I know it's going to be a problem. At my big man age,
I feel like I'll come to that one. But then again, with the discipline issue, I'm up for it, to be honest. Because when growing up, I didn't understand why my mom was so strict to me, but it's made me who I am today. Like, I'm proud of myself, to be honest, because how you treat your child will reflect in that person's life later on.
100%.
You know, and that person, that child will grow up to thank you. He or she might not see it. I'm not saying abuse your child.
No.
But you need to correct that child when that child is wrong.
In Western countries like the UK, the US and that, do you not get scared that when you try to show your child the way, like, you know, do you not get scared that they'll report you in school and then eventually social services will get involved and potentially take your child away?
It all boils down to how you raise your kids.
Yeah, but some kids are kids. Like, their thinking is different. They might go to school and say, oh, mommy touched me or daddy hit me, daddy, even though you probably didn't. And then that could get into trouble. So does that not impact the way you know, because back in Ghana, you smack your kid.
How dare you?
Exactly.
You go and complain.
Yeah, I agree with her. You know, it depends on the parent.
It depends on the parent.
Really careful because I've got a little boy. Yeah. He's gone to school before and then said, oh, mommy hit me in my face. Or mommy locked me up in my room for hours. You think it's okay because they misbehaved.
Yeah,
but then at the same time, the teachers would actually call you up and say, yo,
did your you son, do this?
Yeah, and then that could get into trouble. So how do you balance that then?
How do
you discipline your kids then?
African style. If you have a child, just start with
that's
the belt.
That's what I'm saying. If you do that,
that's what he's saying. At early age, you stand a risk of losing your child.
Yeah, but if you do that here, you stand at risk of losing your child.
I've got people that are disciplining your child. You might as well raise your child in Africa then.
Take your child back home.
I feel like the balance comes in how you handle after beating the child.
Yeah.
Because back home, your parents will whoop you and they don't give you any reason. Like,
yeah,
that's true.
But with me, like with my daughter, I try not to work hard for every single thing. There are specific things that I just
you do, happen. Yeah. You and don't just do things.
If she does it 10 times a day, I'm going to work hard 10 times a day for that. If she does other things, I could overlook it.
Yeah.
But what I do is, the moment I work hard, 2 seconds later, I'm calling her back, telling her I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You explain to her.
You explain, sweet. Yeah. Because, that's a good way to go about it. Yeah,
back home, when they whoop you finish, they'll just give you food.
They just buy toffee. There used to be this brown toffee in Ghana.
There's a condensed toffee.
Not even that one. Which one?
It's made of coconut. So coconut and
many colors.
No, it's brown. It's brown, right? It's made of coconut.
Igbe toffee. Yeah, that's condensed. They cook the condensed till it becomes brown.
They'll give you Igbe toffee.
Igbe toffee.
Yeah,
you just apologize with the food and stuff like that. With Fanta.
It should be balanced, you know. And then again, I feel like when you keep whooping a child, if the child will listen, that child will listen. Sometimes you have to talk to the child gently, because me like this, I was never a stubborn child. Just to put that out there. But the thing is, if you keep shouting at me all the time, hey, none of this, all what you're saying is going into one ear and it's coming out.
There's some kind of most kids are like that. There is some kind of whipping. When they whip you, you shut down.
But then
you shut down.
Another thing is, I feel like
if my father whip you,
yeah, you gotta start.
No matter how stubborn you are, you shut down.
Sometimes they don't even have to whoop you. Like me, like this, I have other names. You know, when my mom calls me Nana, I know I haven't done anything. But my Ghanaian name is Ejewa. When she shouts my name Ejewa, I know that I've done something. Oh my God. So then again, I feel like, you know, you just have to know your child as well. It's not all about you whooping the child. You need to study your child. Just like as grown-ups, like adults, when you become friends with somebody, you need to study the person. You need to learn, you know, get to know that person. So it's just like your child. If you know what works, you know, you might be being that person. Some people don't. I mean, I don't have a kid yet, but it's just from, you know, friends and, you know, stories and sometimes just me thinking. If you keep doing the same thing, you realize that I've been whooping this child and it seems he's
it's not working. Yeah.
It means that's not what you have to do. Probably you talking to the child, you know, that will make the child even listen to you more and know that, oh, okay, mommy said this. And next time if I'm doing this, because kids are very, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah,
you kids know. Will always be kids. Yeah, though. That's the thing. Kids will always.
You just
be
have
kids.
To know your child. Like that's you what said, I would
when
say.
When your mom spoke to you, it goes in there. And then
oh
comes
yeah,
because
she's always shouting. No,
yeah,
no,
that's
what
that's
really
how most kids will look at you. Like, oh yeah, mommy's just.
Don't
going
even think
on
you're
on.
Crazy.
Right. Have anybody seen the movie Back to America?
Coming
oh
back
my
to
God,
America.
No, anybody I'm not watching even it? Watching
wait,
it.
Wait. Is it coming back to America? This guy, bro. I don't know what you guys are watching, bro.
Part two.
My guy said back to America.
Coming back to America.
What are we doing? What are we doing here, man?
It's a Ghana thing.
I'm not watching it because there's so many spoilers. Like, people just can't watch it without having to talk about it or post it on Snapchat or social media.
Oh, wait, so you've not watched it yet?
No, but that's just me. When movies come out, I'm not quick to watch it because you realize that everybody's posting some part of the movie on social media. So it's like, even before me watching it, if I put 2 and 2 together, literally, I know what's going on. Yeah. So I wait for like months.
You posted one funny ass part. I love that part.
You know what? Spoiler alert. We're going to be having a conversation
today.
I'm sorry.
I'm not getting it.
This is not fair
to people who haven't watched it.
You should have watched it.
It came out, was it Thursday or Friday? Listen,
it's been out like
that was the talk of the world.
My
the weekend,
ears are
man.
Close to that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. People should have watched it. But anyways.
Oh my God. Why did you bring this up?
Well, to be fair.
The hype was all over the net. Everybody.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Well, personally, I think it's the first one is better. I think
let's have an objective conversation.
I mean, it's a good movie to watch. I mean, everyone should watch it. But in my opinion, my expectations were a lot higher than what it actually was.
The first one is a classic.
First of all, my problem with it is, listen, the first one was what, in 1999?
No, 1988.
There you go.
I wasn't even
born. That was how many years ago?
This second one is in 2021
or 2020 or whatever. The perception they are showing about Africa is still shit. Come on, like right. you're, you know, they're protruding Africa.
Let it all out.
The lions, you need to get the lion whisker, whatever. Come on. It's like people are still going to go back and think, oh yeah, Africa is that jungle. Mm. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. But Africa is not like that. That's my take on it. The whole African attire, fair enough, we respect the African attires and that. But
no, but the outfits in the movie is really good. Yeah, the outfits in the movie was dope, man.
Everybody's going on wearing that.
That kind of
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. People are going to look at it and think, oh yeah, that's how we live back in Africa. But that's not even it. Like, come on, we're the 20, whatever century. You know, make Africa look, fair enough, yeah. I don't even know what to say.
So basically you're just pissed off because of what?
Not just that. Apart from that, come on.
What about the movie itself?
It was, yeah, love. Charlie, do something.
Yeah, it wasn't all that. Like, the first one.
I feel like the movie was just about showcasing celebrities. They forgot about
bare celebrities, man.
Of putting up a good story and interpreting it the way it should
be. The way it should be, yeah.
And you guys want me to watch it?
Is it?
I'm not watching it.
The hype was crazy. The hype was mad. I thought it was going to be like...
For me, my take is different from what you guys have said.
What is your take then?
I was watching the movie. Okay, as someone who thinks, or rather, Coming to America, the first one, that's a classic to me. Masterpiece, right? Mm. I've seen that like over 1,000 times. And I'll still watch it again. Right? But I think what was missing in this movie is the mystique. The mystique. Let me tell you why. The first one, we don't know where the hell Zamunda is. Where is Zamunda? Where, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all they showed was their little castle that they live in.
Yeah, which was amazing to me because it has that mystique in it, right?
But there was no city, there was no town, there was nothing.
Yeah, like the I'm same as
Black Panther.
Yes. Yeah, like the Wakanda and everything, right? The mystique around it, right? But I just think, obviously, because of social media, way before this movie came out last year, we already knew that Zamunda, to me, I'm talking about myself, Zamunda was shot in Rick Ross's house. Right? Mm-hmm. So it takes away the mystique already. I don't want to know the whole plot or whatever about the movie. I don't want to know that. You get what I'm saying? Let me now imagine where Zamunda is. But now looking at it, I already know it's Rick Ross's house. A lot of people have been posting about it for time, right?
Shoot for some Trasaco Valley or something.
But then also, I think the movie, they had the budget for it. They had the money for it. But I just think the writers did a poor job when it came to the movie. And then also, it kind of felt like a high school reunion.
Definitely.
Right?
It was
where,
trash.
We did this how many years ago? Let us all come together and just do this.
Movie. Like,
so, I think for me, cool. I enjoyed it, like seeing all these legends and everything, right? But it just kind of took away the oomph from the movie for me. Now, the future generations might look back at it and be like, yo, this movie is amazing, right?
I doubt it, yeah.
Right? So, but what?
On a scale of 1 to 10, are you going
to
rate it?
For me, I would rate the movie on a scale of 1 to 10. I would rate it a 6.
On a scale of 1 to
10? I'll rate it 3.5.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's...
Is it?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
I'll give it a 5. The outfits, to me, they're incredible. I love the outfits from the king
but
to the queen.
I agree with what Toby is saying. Apart from showing the house that, yeah, they live in a mansion.
Too many details about the movie. Like, there were so much details out there that kind of took away from it. Like you know, for example, if you're watching a British movie, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in the movie, you see the O2. And you're like, that's the O2 over there.
That's what I was going to say. You know, show some African towns and cities that look good. You know, apart from Zamunda, which, like you said, again, it was Rick Ross's house.
Yeah.
Which... a lot of people knew that before they even watched the movie, which is a bad thing because you're saying Zamunda is in Africa, yet again, you're shooting but in, I already know it's a result in America.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
even if you're going to do that, okay, show some cities, some towns and cities in Africa, show that, oh yeah, this is how they're living in Africa. This is how they're living in Niger, Ghana. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? Don't just show Rick Ross's house and then some lions running around. Like, come on, man.
But right now, I think the whole world knows how Africa we're chilling.
Not everyone.
Like, I think everybody
not everyone
knows
that.
Because, like,
trust me. Not everyone knows that.
You sure?
Not everyone knows that, man. Some people still think we live on trees and shit.
True.
I'm not even going to lie.
But I feel like was the Snipes killed his
part. Oh, he killed his part. To me, he's the best character, man.
Yeah.
He carried that movie. Wesley Snipes carried it. Yeah. To me,
the accent was really great. Wesley Snipes got the accent. He got it. Rick Ross part. Rick Ross was fake, man.
I don't know what.
Oh, yo, shout out Davido and that Davido.
You got me. Niger to the world, they get me. Niger to the world, they get me.
Talking about Davido. Talking about Davido. What is going on with my brother?
On what?
Choma. He was singing Choma on Coming Back to America and that. But where is Choma? Where's Choma?
Listen.
I'm looking for a sister, but where's the sister?
I have a lot to say.
This guy shooting shots, fam. This guy shooting.
I'm not shooting shots, but
you shooting shots, man.
I'm hearing this that about Davido. Davido.
I thought Davido was married and everything.
Married for the where?
That's what we thought.
Apparently, there's a video circulating.
I honestly thought he was married.
No, he's not married.
He's not married.
I honestly thought he was married.
It was just.
I think
it was
actually starting introduction. But they've got kids, isn't it? They've got a kid.
Wait, with another baby mama,
they
have another kid.
Yeah,
is it?
He's got two kids. That's why.
Two.
No,
he's got three
one.
Kids. The other two baby mothers, and there was another one that he was.
But back to him, is he still? Is Choma and Davido still an item?
I don't know.
From what I saw social media, I think I saw that the lady actually moved out in November.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, back in November.
Yes. So you see, what I always say is you don't know what goes on in people's relationship. What they want us to see is what they put out there.
Mm.
They're probably not together and he is just doing whatever he's doing.
But I think, right? Because I was thinking about it the other day. It took me back to... There's this girl, this social media influencer girl. I think, what's her name? Ovi or AV? AV?
Eva.
Is it the lady with the short hair?
Yeah. Eva, right? Sometime last year, she was having a beef with her best friend.
Oh, yeah, I know that. And
you
apparently
remember?
She came out to say she had something to do with Davido or something.
Yes,
She actually said that.
That's what the best friend said
in Greece.
She had
Choma.
Something to do with somebody in their crew, not Davido.
Right.
And Choma was pregnant at the time the whole thing happened in Greece.
Yeah.
That was what she was saying. So I was thinking, okay, is that the problem? Like, the genesis of the problems.
You can't trust people, like I always say, because you know how sometimes women like to run their mouth. Because apparently, from what I saw on social media, it wasn't that. Apparently, she had something to do with somebody in their crew, not with Davido.
Right.
But you know how women are these days. You have a problem with one another, and they just come out and spill out all your secrets
that was crazy.
That is really like.
That was crazy.
But I mean, back to this whole Choma, and I have a lot to say to be honest.
Yeah. Is it go on?
I'm not taking sides for anyone. I'm gonna speak on Choma's side, and I'm gonna speak on Davido's side. First of all, I just want to say that we don't know what goes on in their relationship. Yes, there was a video out there that he was holding a hand. He was holding a lady's hand and whatnot when he went to wherever he went to. But the thing is. The thing is, first of all, it could be that they're not even together and he's, you know, doing whatever he's doing out there. But I'm gonna start with Choma. I love that lady so much. I would say she's really matured, because you will never see her in any social media, like, despite what she's going through, she is just going about her life. You know, so I really, you know, commend her for that. But on Davido's side, I feel like he's very manipulative, because he thinks he's got all the power, or he's got, like, obviously a very big platform, like, you know, because people are so quick to take up or, you know, just run with whatever Davido does. Like, for instance, what is going on now? Everybody's just trolling, like, Choma, because, you know, I think I saw one funny meme that they were saying that, oh, everybody was calling her our wife, eating her food and whatnot. And then obviously what happened, like he ended up going with another lady, you know. And I saw another post that said, if anybody comes to tell me that the way to a man's stomach is food, I'll be very upset, because obviously Chioma is a chef, as we all know, but Davido ended up cheating on her.
Right.
You know, so I feel like sometimes, because he feels like, this is just my opinion,
right,
it might not be true, but because he feels like he's got the audience, you know, he can just do whatever he wants to do to publicly humiliate this girl, because she doesn't talk, you know. And somebody said to me that he never cheats in private.
Mm.
He always cheats in public, because it seems he always get caught
with
anything he does.
Has he been caught before?
Recently.
Before, like
this. No, but like, yo, do we know he just took the girl's hand to
No, the thing is, I don't buy that.
If you're maybe my boyfriend, going for a drink. No, if you're my boyfriend,
they're going to drink Fanta.
I'm gonna stop you right there. First of all, you're even being disrespectful for holding another lady's hand. I'm gonna stop you right there. You're being too friendly.
No, I'm not being friendly.
You're
the same person who says to hold your hand like this.
Exactly.
My girlfriend should get pissed off.
I mean, it depends. First of all, it depends on the kind of relationship you have. But I'm saying, with me, I don't expect my man to do that.
Do what? Like hold a lady's hand and walk out of the club?
But what's wrong with that?
Oh, okay. You know where they're going? Maybe they're going to have signed contract business.
Man. Everybody knows Davido's history.
Have you seen the video?
Exactly.
History.
Have you seen the video? Yeah, exactly. The thing is, she's got bare tattoos, isn't it? You see, he even made a song. Mm. So at this point, he's taking the piss.
She's a lesbian, right? Because she was dating Young M.A.
Young M.A., I heard.
Yeah, so how you know?
She could be bisexual.
No, she's not. I think they signed a contract.
I think they signed a contract.
Music contract.
We've
got this banger coming out.
People are just trolling. People are just running off. You know, I feel like I said, people at social media, I don't like to compare, but I think I have to say this. That's why I love Wizkid.
Before we go to Wizkid,
you said something which I cannot disagree with you, though.
I'm not saying that he doesn't, but you don't hear much of Wizkid going out there to say I'm married or I'm putting a title to this woman or something. Do you get what I mean?
He somehow has respect did that. For women.
He was in love, though. You can't knock him for being in love at the time.
You know
though.
You're in love, then stick to your woman.
But what did he do wrong?
They just signed a contract. What did he do wrong?
But this man comes out and sings assurance and whatnot.
He was in love at the time, though.
You make everybody know that this is the woman that you're with, I feel like you're just talking for women.
What has Davido done? We don't know what's happening.
Yeah, we don't know.
In their relationship,
we don't know what's going on. Yeah. It could be Chioma who fucked around.
You never know.
Yeah, but you're talking for women.
No. I said I was gonna speak on both sides. I did speak for Chioma.
You never said anything great about Davido.
What has he done? Okay, he should. I feel okay. It's just like, I don't know.
He's done a song for her. That's one big thing.
Hold on.
Please.
But if the both of them are not together, he has a right to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, but we don't, I mean, we don't, I'm saying we because we're all part of people, you know, like, we don't know that.
Exactly. So if they're not together, which you said that she's moved out since November.
Yeah, that's what
he has he has a right to hold a lady's hand, and people should not knock him for that.
That's why I said from the jump that we don't know what goes on in people's relationships. 100%. What they want us to see. For me, instance, I don't just run off with what I see on the internet. I'm the type of person, I don't. Because there's so many lies. These bloggers, they do anything for clout, for money, whatever. So I don't want to say I don't care, but I don't care. I'm more concerned about myself. But the reason why I'm speaking on this is because you guys brought it up. And that's why I'm talking about it. I feel like even if it wasn't true, at least he should have done something. Because you know how people are these days. People is the supporters that even makes matters worse, believe it or not. Like, for instance, if you and I are not having issues on social media, just something that we do is the people that you follow that will literally start to create like some sort of beef between you two.
Right.
Do you know? So I feel like in my opinion, I feel like he should have probably said something to shut all the rumors or all the trolling or whatever down. You know, because at the end of the day, even if you guys are not
but
together.
But he does not owe us any explanation though.
He doesn't. But people are just making matters worse. You know how social media can have a massive effect on somebody behind closed doors? People right. get bullied yeah. on social media all the time.
And you know what? It's so amazing that you said this, right? Because I was having this conversation, this particular conversation with a friend of mine, a lady friend of mine, right? Fans sometimes think that they are writing for, especially when it comes to the woman, right? Fans think that they are writing for this lady, right? So with that mentality, they go on her page and tell her, oh, you shouldn't be with this man anymore. Mm-hmm. Leave this man, boom, 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 right? Without knowing that if you got 1,000 fans or 2,000 fans in your comment, going hard on your situation, they don't know how bad your situation is. They don't know how bad you're getting and everything, right? And you are relieving all those traumas from whatever you're going through. But fans always think that they have the right to get themselves involved in people's situations, right? Which is the reason why I said, Davido does not have to tell us anything. He does not owe us any explanation.
Any explanation. 100%.
He has the right to do whatever he wants to do. It's between him and his girl.
Yeah.
And then two, if they have really broken up, yeah, he has a right to be with another girl.
Of course.
Just because Chioma does her thing in private.
Privately.
Rightfully so. Right? Does not mean that he has to. Now, me personally, if I'm in a situation, I would want to, you know, sort of give some respect to my baby mom and not
Thank
move
you.
Reckless. But people are different.
Exactly what I was you about what I'm to saying? Say.
Yeah. People are different. So, but to me, he has a right to do what he wants to do.
Of course. I mean, you know? Nobody's and saying that, but the thing is, have some respect. Do you know, have some respect because
what are no, you, because if this feels like you're in, talking for women,
no,
what has Davido done wrong?
No,
what
I'm
has
not
he
talking
done wrong?
For,
you just
no,
said she
like
she moved
to,
out of the house, right?
Wait, yes, but I'm saying that I like
I'm
to be fair. I'm trying to balance
but
this.
No,
whole
no, listen.
Problem.
You said in November. That's December, January, February. That's like 3 months ago.
That's a post. Yeah, that's what I saw. But I'm just saying, like, that was what I said before. But then again, I'm like, okay, we don't know that. Like you said, he doesn't owe us any explanation. But I don't know. But like you said, everyone is different, to
everyone
be
is
honest.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was in that position, I mean, no matter what I do, I'll be really careful.
Yep, yep.
Because
yep,
you
yep.
know how powerful social media is. Trust yeah, me. Matters maybe just little, but it's the people that makes it even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, people always get bullied on social media. You don't know what she's going through behind closed doors. You don't know what he's going through, but he's not showing. I feel like he's just chilling.
Yeah.
He owes us.
Exactly. Nah, bro, he doesn't owe a shit.
For what?
Nah, he doesn't owe a shit.
Whatever. She's still your baby
I believe they just signed a contract. No, he signed a contract with the lady.
So how would you feel if people are bullying your baby mother on social media, the mother of your child? How are you going to feel about that?
Listen,
even if you guys are not together.
Let me tell you something, right? To be a celebrity, it comes with a lot of stuff. It's going to be heavy on you, especially when it comes to social media.
That's if you're reckless.
No, it's not about you being reckless. Not whether you're the Superman right now, you're definitely going to be a villain one day. So when you are a celebrity, it comes with a lot of side effects. Definitely.
But why
happens
are you
to
raising
it.
People's
to be fair,
hopes
listen,
and all
listen,
that?
Listen, I think the way Davido has handled it is a bit wrong. First of all, if you're not with your woman anymore, you need to find a way to put that out there before you go
he
around.
He doesn't have to.
Why does he have to put it out there that, oh, I'm not dating
you? Everyone is under
You made it public. You made it public.
So you have to come
everyone
out
is
and say
under
something.
The assumption that you're still with your
baby,
baby mother.
Mom.
You know, find a way to cut
because
that news
off
before.
Like
Toby
always says,
I disagree.
People always put all these standards for celebrities.
This is because of the way you perceive it. It's because of the way you put it out there.
But even apart from that, I just hate the fact that we have made social media to become part of our relationship.
But that's what they make
that's, social that's, media no, should not that's, be part of a relationship,
no,
bro.
It shouldn't be, but that's
made.
How they make it. That's how they put it out there.
That's the
you know, you're making a song
make.
About
yeah.
your relationship.
So you're
putting
crazy,
it out
you're
there.
You're making it
you're
look like...
So she come out and say, oh, all right, now we are not dating.
I'm not saying
all right, we are dating. All right, we are not dating. No, man, you shouldn't do this stuff like that.
No, it's not that, man.
He shouldn't do anything like that.
But he hasn't been mature. The thing is...
You want him to publicly say we are not dating anymore.
If I put my relationship out there, first of all, I need to know that I'm giving the people the chance put their mouth in my business, first of all. But then again, you can still put your relationship out there, but no, I won't go and make a song or make it really like, you know how he didn't
I've never heard any celebrity come out and say, oh, we broke up. I feel like he's even making matters worse.
If you're doing your thing, just do it behind closed doors.
Exactly.
Don't put it out
because
there.
Because you know how
You can't blame a guy when he's in love. He was in love.
The way he's...
Love?
Yeah, he was in love. Yeah, of course. He was in love
at the time.
Yeah, and then he showed it up.
My take is, if you're in love, right? So, okay, it's fine to fall out of love. Normal.
Yeah. It is. It happens.
The same way you let us know when you were in love, still let us know.
Thank you. No, it's different.
When you're in love, it comes with happiness and joy and everything.
Doesn't mean I should jump on, and then I should
come out and just publicly say, oh, we broke up and stuff like that.
Do you know one thing? They're human beings. No, Davido wants to be heard and seen all the time.
Of course, it's Davido, Ninja guy.
No. This is why I like Wizkid. Nah, Davido is too
loud. He's too loud.
That guy is too loud.
That's what makes. That's what makes him Davido.
No.
That's what makes him Davido.
That's what I was saying earlier.
What you want him to be like Wizkid?
No, nobody.
They gotta be different.
He's so much. That's
Davido. That's Davido.
But he doesn't do that. Like, some people don't do that
because people are different.
Yes, you don't expect him to be whiskey.
But, come on.
Yeah, you don't expect him to be cool. Media, everybody's different.
The same way social media can raise you, the same way
it can bring you down.
Well,
I don't think the video
is going down. It's even trending right now.
It's going down. You never know if I'm...
You see, nah, one thing... Another thing is, you see, like I said earlier on, people allow the thing to get into their head. Yes, that's why I mentioned Wizkid. He has his history. But tell me, when was the last time you heard something about him? I remember when this whole rumor thing with him and Tiwa Savage thing came up. They shut it down.
Quick, one time.
Everybody is different.
Everybody is different.
Davido is never going to be Wizkid, and Wizkid is never going
to
be Davido.
I'm not saying he has to be Wizkid, but this is... I'm going to say this here. This is something I tell everyone. Maturity is a gift.
Well, so you think Davido is not mature?
Yo, listen, I think Davido is taking too much of our time.
He's taking the piss, man. At this point, he doesn't care about anyone. All he thinks about is himself.
But we're still in the Nigerian...
You know what? It's so funny how coming to America, yeah, you guys just went into Davido like that, fam.
What the hell is going on?
He's doing too much. He needs to sit down.
Apart from that, though, from coming to America, we should be coming to Africa, fam.
Definitely.
They should be coming to Africa, man.
Going back to Africa.
But actually, they've been coming to Africa for the last couple of years, bro. Because Africa is popping right
especially
now.
Stormzy was in Ghana. And he was in a remix of
Chesty moving through Ghana.
That was crazy.
Listen, that song, that remix was the one, man.
It's a hit.
You know what? Listen, I'm not gonna leave this one to run, bro. Shout out to Stormzy still.
And shout out to all the Americans.
One thing I didn't get with the whole that video, right?
Yeah.
The whole red flag thing.
Wait, hold on, bro. Are they blocked or something now? Yeah. What's going on?
Ask him. Yo. He might know.
Wait, bro. Are they blocked or something? Like, do you guys do Bloods and Crips down there now?
Look,
red stands for blood.
For blood. Yeah. And you know, we've got in our flag, so probably they are just, you know, and showcasing what we got.
You know when they say...
Guy, punching. Calm down.
You know when they say...
Everyone is a criminal.
You know when they say, yeah, but sorry.
I was watching these guys...
Flying
red, bro.
Wait. Do you understand that yebe sorry?
That's what I was going to say.
Let me explain.
When they say yebe sorry, it means we're standing up.
We're standing up
to you guys. Africa is standing up. Africa is taking the place they were supposed to take decades ago.
Right.
So that's what he's trying to put out there. Like, we're ready to take over now. We're getting up. We're taking our place now.
Right.
And blood stands for power, as you guys should know.
Yeah.
Blood, you know, like, blood back in Africa. Listen, Africa is the descendants of...
Why do I feel like you're making this shit up?
I'm not making it up.
No, honestly, I understand that bit.
And we're standing up.
I'm talking about the red flag thing. The red flag.
What do you think red stands for?
It's blood.
What do you think? Yeah,
it's blood. We're taking over.
See, the eye red.
We're taking over.
I have a question.
We're taking over the whole world.
Do you guys have bloods and crips down there?
No, we don't. We don't. Hospitality, we are like number one. We are like number one. So.
Red, the color, we know what it is. But yeah. When you're flashing red bandana,
you know what I'm saying?
The song stands for we're standing up. We're standing up right now. So you definitely, what do you want to use? Green? Nigerian colors or what? What do you want you to use?
Stokes, we need to start flashing blue bandana.
But even it out. But yo, listen. No,
but that, if you don't hear that tune, go
that
listen.
Song is oh, a
that
banger.
Song is oh, a banger. Oh,
speaking of that song,
have you heard it?
Yeah,
you love it, right?
I'll play my call.
Stormzy.
Back in Ghana, they were playing the original, innit?
Yeah.
That's you hop to any club, any bar. Oh yeah, it's the best story.
That's
hard,
man. And also, shout out to Ghana, man. It's you guys' independence,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, brother. Yes,
you got
brother.
Me.
Yes,
shout out to Ghana.
1957.
He got it right this time around.
He got it right this time around.
Yes.
He said 1957.
So if you've not been to Ghana,
you're missing out.
Listen,
lady.
This is your chance to talk about Ghana.
If you've not
you're
been,
missing
you guys.
Out.
Talk about
not,
Ghana.
Yo, we don't need to talk about it. They already know.
They know.
Look, you already know what's going on in Ghana. Even... Last year was crazy. Last 2 years was crazy.
Half the celebrities we've spoken about today were in Ghana in December. Davido, Eva, Rick Ross, name them. They were all in Ghana. Why were they in Ghana?
Burner Boy.
Mm.
But let's have this conversation though. Because last couple, you know, obviously I joked with the whole coming to Africa thing and all that, right? Because of obviously coming to America. But what do you think? Because in the last couple years, the Western world have sort of paid attention to Africa now, you know, and obviously with the Afrobeat stars are massive now, Wizkid, Davido and whatnot. But you see a lot of people in the diaspora now talking about Africa. You see all the white people traveling to Africa now. You know, if you go to Ghana, for example, Christmas period, fucking banging fans. So, why do you think that is?
Let me get into that point, right? The year of return was a massive, massive one for Ghana. You know you already know about the year of return, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one actually put...
That was like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what, on that still. What
all right, it's basically, you know, Ghana is like the gateway of when this slave trade happened. You know, we have Cape Coast, the castle where all the slaves were put in and then they were shipped out to Europe and America. So... the year of return actually marked the year that, you know, it was like an anniversary where the government welcomed anybody out there that, look, you can come back home and move in without nothing. We don't take anything. Come and settle down. It was open. It was very, I was guiding myself. There were a lot of, Samuel L. Jackson came through. Everybody came through. It was like massive and he opened a lot of doors. He shot a documentary, a full documentary about it.
You saw that?
Yeah, it was like, it was massive. It was massive and it got, that actually opened the whole world to Ghana and Africa because a lot of people came in and Diggy Simmons was also around.
They were all there, Diggy.
Yeah, it was massive. And that one,
Campbell, everyone was
there. It was like a strategy of, this is what people pay a lot of money for, you know, a lot of countries, Dubai, they put in a lot of money for people to come in their country. They had to build it, make skyscrapers and stuff like that. But Ghana, you know, we just opened doors and I was there, trust me, at the castle. I see white people, they were all crying when they hear the stories, when, you know, we tell them this is what happened and it was massive, it was great.
Right.
And it was getting to Christmas and everybody just came out. Christmas was just partying. So it was massive. And
obviously,
shout out to...
When they come down, they get to see what Ghana is really like. It's not just a holiday destination. You know, there's a lot of things you can invest in Ghana. There's a lot of businesses you can get into, opportunities. Ghana is one of the most booming countries in Africa right now in terms of development and then opportunities to get into. So you get a lot of...
But why do you think that is though, right now?
Well, it could be a lot of different things. I mean, people are starting to recognize that opportunities are in Ghana.
Mm.
You know, it's not just, like I said, it's not just a holiday destination. Mm-hmm. There is gold in Ghana. You know,
there's cocoa.
There's cocoa. Nice one. There's so many opportunities in Ghana. People are smart in Ghana, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just go sit on the beach, you know, relax, drink a cocktail.
It's money. And then
people are smart in Africa, as in general.
Africans are smart.
You know what I mean? It's just sometimes it's the leadership. That's where the problem is.
We've still got that problem. But you, like I said, you get a lot of people that grew up here or in the States or wherever going back to Ghana to invest now. And then this investment creates job opportunities for other people, like the locals. You know, with all of this, I mean, this is going to help Ghana. This is going to help Africa in general.
I think saying that, right, I think what your government have done, which is so amazing, they've seen a potential. Oh, my God. Tourism is a big thing, right? Let's try and just do some work. They've seen a potential of what Ghana can be like if it's well governed or whatever. And I think your government is doing a very good job compared to other countries in Africa, you know, to sort of put Ghana in the limelight in a good way, you know, for people to obviously come down there and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I will credit your government for that. Honestly, you know, because the last couple of years, Ghana has been a lot of celebrities have always gone to Ghana. I think that maybe the last 3-4 years or something.
Yeah, even after the return, what was it called again?
Your return.
The following year, they introduced Beyond the Return.
Okay.
Which is like, yeah, after the Year of Return, you know, after that,
right.
It's not like that was just it.
Yeah.
You know, there's more things to do in Ghana. It doesn't mean that was the only year you should come to Ghana.
Yeah.
Come and explore Ghana more. Because not everyone was able to go to Ghana during the Year of Return.
Right.
So after that, you know, this is what we've introduced. They've introduced new things. I mean, have you seen the airport? The Kotoka International Airport.
Yeah.
From the rebuild new one, the airport.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's mad.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
self-checking and all of that, you know, it's passport scanning systems and all of that. You know, we're trying to put ourselves out there. Listen, Africa is not like what you think it is.
You know,
technology wise, from
we are still getting better and everything. Mm-hmm. But coming to that, because I have my thoughts, but I'm just gonna ask you guys, right? What are your thoughts in having celebrities coming to live in Ghana now, for example? Right, because we are talking about Ghana because obviously it's your independence and everything. You have all these people that are non-Ghanaians coming to live in Ghana now. Personally, I have some concerns. I will tell you why and tell me if I'm wrong. I think that Africa need to put more effort in saying, okay, because we've seen Steve Wonder recently talk about I want to move to Ghana or wherever.
Ghana, yeah, permanently.
If you want to live in our country, right, you have to invest in our country. Because my own thing is, I wouldn't want Africa, because lately the Chinese now, there are so many of them in Africa now. They are taking over. But my point is, they are not investing in the country though. In the countries and all that, right? So to avoid Africa being like Asia, like Thailand, the Philippines or wherever, right? You have all the internationals going there living like kings while the locals are still broke and starving and everything. You have to invest into our economy, into our communities and that. Not just come and leave you.
Yeah, but
because the thing is, if you come to the UK, right? And if you don't have a certain amount of money in your account, you are not rich. You have to do your time. You got me? You have to be on probation for like 5-6 years. It's probation, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
before you become a citizen. But if you got money, you got the money, listen, you have to invest into the economy. And then we will now give you the British passport. America does that too, right? So I just kind of think, I'm a bit concerned when you see Africans saying, yo, yeah, like our country is popping. We have all these people coming around and everything. Okay, cool. They are coming around to have a good time or whatever the case is. But what are they actually investing into the economy?
Into the country, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, to me, that's more important for me, though.
It's you know, we've not got into that stage yet. Africa, we're still developing, right? And for you to introduce a government to introduce stuff like that, it's not going
to
work.
But you
right
have
now.
To put the quality, yep. though. You have to make your thing. You have to put value.
Yeah, but Toby, at the same time, like you said, we've not developed that much yet. Yeah. So to start developing, you need to get people to come and see what your country is like first.
Then you can
let
put
them
it
come
in,
feel comfortable.
But they've been coming for the last couple of years, fam.
No, not but everyone, it's not. It's, we've not got everyone. To that level. Look at Dubai like this. All the locals.
Yeah.
Trust me, the locals have the right to do anything. They're chilling. They can do anything. If you're a foreigner and you're working in Dubai, you're like a slave. Because they've sold their country out there, and nobody's gonna beg you to come to Dubai. You're gonna buy the ticket and go there. Like we need to get Africa. We need to get to that level where we developed and we've got it now. And then we can say, you know what? Before you come into this country, you need to do this. And
if
this.
You're gonna use Dubai as a comparison factor, then it comes down to obviously Dubai has utilized their resources very well and made their country very wealthy from their resources, whereas in Africa. We've got all the resources, but we've still not put that into the economy to make the economy wealthy. We've got gold, we've got diamond, we've got oil, we've got all of that. But then, how have we utilized that?
You know,
that comes down to corruption, I would say.
Yeah, it's not just a 1-2 story. It takes a long time. You know, when we growing our generation, we're not trying to be like our old pops and stuff like that.
How old is Dubai?
Dubai is super rich, man. Dubai, you got oil, their oil is crazy.
But what I'm saying is, how long has Dubai been there for?
Dubai, they set the system. Look,
thank you.
They set the blueprint. They're like, listen, we're about to make this place heaven on earth.
But how
right?
did they
Before
come
you
up
get
on
here.
That? How did they, it's discipline. It's well, discipline
that's
from
the difference. That's
from,
the difference.
From your governance.
You know? That's so the difference. We will get there, but it takes time. It
I
takes
feel
time.
Like
so
it's
right now,
too long.
Yeah, so right steps. Now, Toby, right now we need to sell Africa to the world. No, come in free. You know what? When you see what's happening right now, then when we get there, then we can, you know, impose this.
I think there's a invested interest in not coming to the Western world. It's kind of like it's good business to see Africa down.
Right.
I don't know if you get one, man.
Right. Yeah.
It's good when, you know, Africa is down and they have to now, okay, let's help you, let's do this. It's good business for them. Obviously, they're making money off it.
Right.
So that's why it's going to be hard for Africa to be like, okay, let's now be ourselves and be like,
that's what I'm saying. So the only way Africa can do that is by cutting off the Western world, not by bringing them in.
It's not going to be easy to cut off the Western
that's
world, you know?
That's what this guy tried to do in Libya. America came and were like, this shit is not going
to
happen.
Yeah. To me, though, I'm not talking about cutting the Western world up. I'm just saying that, you know, you have to put value because let's not act like, you know, the Western world, you know, people visiting our countries, they are doing us a favor and everything. We have the resources. We have the life. We have the fun and everything. There's a reason why they keep on coming back year after year after year. You know, and then there's a reason why you see the people saying, you know, this is where I want to live now. I want to leave here. Now. That's a reason why, yeah. You know, but it's up to us to also put the value in it and say, all right, cool. If you want to leave here,
you're too comfortable.
We are not asking you for too much. We are not asking for too much, but you have to invest in our community.
We need to be smart. We need to be smarter about the way
you
we
know what I'm
move.
Saying?
I mean, you, for example, you see this area, yeah? They'll say, yeah, there's so much gold there. You go and see the chiefs and then they'll just sell it to you for some chicken change where they could actually rent it out to you and then take monthly payments. This is just an example. Because they see dollars or they see pounds, you give them small and then they're happy. Yeah, that's good. They'll spend that money like a month. Whereas they need to think ahead. like 10 years ahead. Okay, if we rent this out to them, we'll be taking monthly installments. We sign an agreement with them, blah, blah, blah. We need to be more.
But who's saying that's happening now?
We think
that's not happening now.
That's what I'm saying is happening. We think about quick money. So they want to make quick.
People are selling off.
Farm, they are doing
it. The Chinese is buying everything.
They are doing it.
The Chinese is buying everything.
Farm, they are doing
it.
You go to Ghana, you see this piece of land, and then the Chinese people have brought articulators and that mining gold. And then the chiefs are standing there watching them because they've sold the lands to them.
I think what it is the Chinese are giving them money and they're
That's what I'm saying. They're
hoarding the money.
Because they are thinking about that small money they are getting. You go there, you've got $10,000 or this. They see that money and they are like, oh yeah, that's money. And then they'll take it and then give you whatever you want. They don't think about the future. They are not thinking about 5 years down the line. Oh, they've mined the whole land. All the gold is gone. And then what are we going to do now? Do you get what I mean? They see small money and then their eyes are all like lighting up. Like, yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't think them small money issue is happening now. So that is back in the day. I think
that's back in the day though.
No. Trust me.
They're collecting that major money. And
in the cities. But if you go back to the villages, they are still doing that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
But if people are watching this right now and say, okay, cool, like I want to come to Ghana. What is there to do? Like, just one thing from the three of you, because obviously I'm not from Ghana. But if someone is watching this now and say, you know what, I want to visit Ghana, but I don't know what to do in Ghana. Like.
There's
what is it?
You can do in Ghana.
There's everything. There's everything in Ghana. There's everything.
If you're determined, you will do it. If you're disciplined, there's so many things you can do. Because I've realized that there are a lot of, especially women, they have a lot going on for themselves now. A lot of people are establishing like businesses.
Mm-hmm. That's what's
taking
up.
Advantage of social media to even make money for themselves and all this. I feel like. It's all about you networking, you know, just get out of your comfort zone. Don't be lazy and say there's nothing to be done. You can start something if you want to. Just get to know people, put your pride aside, put in a positive attitude, you know, like show some effort. And then there's nothing that you can't do in Ghana. There's a lot of things you can do.
Right, I hear that. And
a lot of things.
What is the hottest club in Ghana now?
Twist is live, that's where they have the fun. You can start off from like Sandbox and that, you know, you have a drink or two.
Fanta.
Go to Bloomba, have a couple of drinks, and then you end up in Twist. Fam, when I was in Ghana, fam, we're jumping
you know,
to like six places in the night. You know, you start
listen,
here, you. Oh,
if you're
yeah,
watching
I mean,
this,
yeah, I
this is the man to slide in his DMs on that. Yeah, go on.
If you want travel tips to Ghana, shout me, man.
That's what's up.
Shout me. Area bar is still new, like you said, it's for the area people. That's why it's called area bar.
Area people.
Back in the day, I don't know if you've heard of Purple Pub. Back then, it was okay. They've got this drink called Five Fingers.
Oh my god, it's green, yeah.
If it's green and blue, you have like one or two, that's massive. But purple is not really popping.
So yeah, there's a lot going on in Ghana. And speaking of that, like real estate is going on. A lot of people are investing in real estate. Yeah. Is
there's
you know
so
people are moving
man.
In, like a lot, moving in. So
there's this guy that rocks with McMills. Fuck, I've forgotten his name.
Cheddar. Yeah.
What's his IG name? I know who you're talking about.
Kev something.
Oh no, not Cheddar then.
Kev like some skinny small guy. Like he always flies private.
Is he going
throw? No. He's a baldy. But he's into like real estate big time, and he's really doing it big. I've forgotten his name.
I thought it was Cheddar, you know.
Nah.
Yeah, Cheddar got some real estate
but
going
he
on.
He rolls with what's his name? Mayweather.
This guy rolls with Meek Mills and everything. Like he's always in that circle still.
Yo, talking about Mayweather.
On what?
On boxing, UFC, all of that.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
back to Africa. Back to Africa.
Yeah.
There was a big fight yesterday, innit?
Oh, listen, bro.
It was a big fight yesterday. The Polish Giants and then the bro, Nigerian. What's his nickname again?
Stylebender.
That's the team.
Shout out Stylebender, though.
And then Poland King. I think he calls himself Stylebender.
Yo,
man. I thought Stylebender was going to knock him out. Still.
Nah, bro.
What happened?
Fam, did you see the size of that guy?
He's big. But Stylebender is meant to be skillful and then he's supposed to have like power.
Nah, bro, but the size of the guy, bro. He's skillful. He's a badass.
The size of the guy, bro.
So you think the size.
What?
So, like, size matters right now when it comes to fight?
Of course. Of course. Like,
imagine dumping 205 pounds on you, bro. What can you do?
What can you do, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, the fight was
but
a good
Stylebender
fight.
Is taller than him. You know that.
But skinny though.
These guys should have chopped a lot of air bar, you know? Get ready for that fight.
But still, bro, listen, the fight was a good fight, yeah? But if you watched the fight, I don't know if you did, but the guy was going for the takedowns all the time, bro. If you see the size of the guy, he's dumping that size on Stylebender, bro. He's dumping it on you. Like,
okay, let's see how you deal with this size.
Yeah. That was what he was doing the whole fight, fam. You know what I mean? So I watched the fight, and the funny thing was, I actually told my boy, I said, I don't think Adesanya is going to win. I love Adesanya, bro. Shout out to him still. But I was like, he jumped weight so high. Like,
this is the first fight he's lost, isn't it?
This is the first fight ever, yeah.
That's a shame.
He's lost and all that. But
Nigel, take the L.
Yeah, it's no L in this one, bro.
The middleweight champ.
He still listen.
He went for the guy's belt, innit?
He's still the middleweight champ, right? And Kamaru Usman as well. He's a champ as well.
But we don't have no Ghanaians, no
black. No,
we don't like. We don't like to fight.
We just
Ghanaian boys are lover boys. That's why.
We don't like to fight.
Yeah. Wait. Do you disagree with that? Do you disagree with that?
To what?
So let's ask the lady. What's your preference, Ghanaian guys or Nigerian guys?
Oh, Ghanaian guys.
Ooh.
You can see that from.
If you had said somebody
else. You said you could see that from outside.
Outside where?
I mean, I can't leave my Ghanaian men.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, not to say I love my Nigerian men too, but then of course my country first.
Of course you do.
My country first. I'm going to go Ghanaian first before I go to Nigerian.
Talking about that.
Papua. My man is best, man.
We cheesing so hard for.
There's hope there, yeah?
Punches.
There's hope there. Yeah?
Punches.
You know what? Talking about that, yeah. Have you heard of this guy, Kevin Samuels?
No.
You've never heard of him?
Nope. Maybe I know him by the face, but...
Listen, if you've heard of him, you would know the name. The name is just...
Yeah. Well, what's up with
so,
him?
He's the most stand-up guy in the world right now.
This guy on social media, right?
I don't like him.
On YouTube, bro. You're trying shit, fam.
See, that's the thing. When the hype is just all
the way. Why don't you like him?
You've
never seen a guy stand up, so he's just like a stand-up guy.
Stand-up guy, man.
Yeah, show it.
Look, we've been, a lot of guys have been. We need somebody like him in the system. We do.
So, the thing is this guy who gives, like, relationship advice and all that. Right? You need to see him on social media now, right? But he says the raw truth, like, he tells you how
he's
it is.
He's that blunt.
He's very blunt. Now, a lot of women don't like him.
Why?
Because they just feel like... Because he speaks the truth, right?
The truth hurts.
Or rather, his truth.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't know if it was truth or not. But his truth, like, but he says it the way he sees it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like him, which we were having a conversation last week. Right, and obviously he doesn't like him. I don't know why, but I kind of think he's trying to be a little bit PC.
I just feel like like you said before, the way he comes across too harsh. you know, the
but
way
sometimes you
got to
tell people the truth.
Sometimes, but not
in a polite manner. You know, there's a way
you
where
know
you can
how
say certain things.
Depend on who you're talking to,
your
who you're addressing.
Words,
thank you.
I like him. Yeah, I like him. I like him to some point. I like him to some point. But when he's stressing, addressing women, he's you black women. You black women. That's what I don't like about him.
But why do you have to say you black women?
You know, just address the women in general. He interviewed white people as well. You know,
if he's talking to a black woman, he's talking to black women.
No, but he says we black. He said he's like you black women.
He's stressing.
Why don't you say you? Why don't you say you? Why does he have to say
you black women?
You black women.
Specify.
I mean, what's up with that? I don't like that stuff like that.
I feel like on that. I feel like. He actually has no business with white men. He's trying to talk about the black community. He's not, I mean, if a white person comes on, he might jump on that, but I think his content is around white and generally black.
Oh,
no,
maybe
but
sometimes
I,
it could
are
be...
all black women the same? Why
no,
does he have to address
it's
you,
probably,
black women?
No,
like
but sometimes it could be that maybe whatever he's talking about is something that he's seen that black women tend to do.
Exactly.
White women don't like.
No, that's what. No, but that's what I'm saying. That is, you can't say white women. I understand where you're coming from, but you can't say the same things that a white woman wouldn't do. But you know, it's just like you conducting a survey, right?
Yeah.
Black women and white women.
I think
you pull out something.
Big,
so probably it's just what he's seen, especially like with black women. So he's just trying to put it to black women that this
Papewa,
is what you guys do.
The way white women carry themselves about is different
from how
black women.
Nah. What do you mean? Are you gonna judge all black women the same?
Black men carry themselves differently to white men.
No, you're not gonna agree with me on that. Are you gonna say all black women are the same?
No, come to think of that. I mean, sometimes you meet black people who do act like white people. So I mean, it's just
By the majority, like the majority.
So maybe he should have said the majority of black
women. Toby, the way you carry yourself about, you and I know, it's not the same way a white person will carry themselves
about.
You
probably find white people that way, but it's not most of them.
You would find some, but not most of them.
Yeah,
there's a culture vultures.
There we go.
But we can't say that though. If you have some white people that grew up, right, in
black
a black
community.
And all their life their friends have been black people. So are you going to say that's all they know?
That's what I'm saying.
It's
different. But the majority, like a typical, you
see a lot of them.
Yeah, you cannot compare.
It's majority.
You cannot compare
the
values of a typical black woman to the values of a typical
white woman.
It's different.
Bro,
I just don't like the fact that he like you black women. Nah, I'm not with that.
See,
I'm just not with that.
Apart
that's,
from that,
I'm being honest with you. I just don't like that stuff.
What he says is, if a girl, for example, you have women call in, right? They are already a baby mom, they already have maybe 2 kids, you know, they even don't have a job or whatever, right? And they are talking about, yo, I want a man who's earning 6 figures and this and this and this.
No, before you go into that, let's pull it to her, right?
Okay.
So what kind of man would you want to go for?
Okay. So what qualities in a man?
Are you single?
Wait,
are you single?
Yes, I'm single.
Okay.
Right, so
let's go.
Papewa.
Let me rephrase. So
calm down.
The qualities of a man. She's
a guest on the show.
Why did you ask that
question? She's a guest on the show. We have to, you know, scan her
before you answer the question. I don't mean to put him out there, but as he been sliding in.
What?
Who?
Oh no.
Okay. No, come on, man. I'm a married man. Look at my ring, bro.
Excuse me.
I'm a married man.
Which drink?
Where's the ring?
Guy, I'll block you. I'll block you on Instagram.
Qualities of a man I look out for. Me personally, I mean, those who know me know that money is not everything. They say money brings happiness, but that's not my main aim.
But it is important though.
It is, but it's not like one of my top three, I would say. With the kind of person or woman that I am, I don't mind building together with a woman.
So
like everyone
three?
Is different. You have to be respectful. You have to be hard, a good listener.
Mm.
First of all, you have to be God-fearing. That's it. That's just me.
Yeah.
Do you know, because I mean, I don't know, but I can't speak for everyone. But recently I put on Snapchat the men who pray, and I had somebody attack me, not even attack me, comment on that in my Snapchat DM, was like, but they are the dangerous ones. And I'm like, well, I would rather go for somebody who prays than somebody who doesn't pray.
Yeah.
That's just me. Somebody might go for somebody who doesn't believe in God, but this is my preference. Do you know, so somebody who prays, a good listener, somebody who's hardworking.
Mm.
You don't have to earn that much. We can build together. That's me.
When you say that much, what do you mean? Because people's that much is different.
No. She can't be putting figures out there.
No, I'm not going to say the figures.
It ain't tricking. It ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If you got it. He's one of them.
Wait. Do you believe in that?
I mean, look, it's two sides to that.
No. Do you believe in that?
It's two sides. Look.
Because
let's finish.
We are going to have that conversation.
Yeah, let's finish.
We might not have that conversation today.
Yeah.
But I'll write it down. We'll have the conversation.
Call me back. I'm interested.
You know what? No, if you want to come around next week.
I am
for
it.
Yeah, we need to have that conversation.
I'm down for that.
It's not tricking if you have it. Do you believe in that?
Look, it's two sides. I'm not going to say that.
We are going to talk about it next week. All right,
so I'm not going to put out any figures, but well, like I said...
That's a conversation to have.
Everything depends on the individual, to be honest. If you are the type of woman that mainly depends on a man, then you expect a man to be like... Me, I'm a different person. It's just the way I was brought up, to be honest. Like, I've met men who flaunt what they have in front of my face, and that's a turn up for me.
Mm.
It's just the way I was brought up. It's nice to have a man who has money and tend to spoil you. That's fine, but if I have my own thing going on, why am I going to add my own stress to another man? If I'm with somebody, that doesn't mean that I have to, you know, like I saw something that used to trend back then. It was like, a man shouldn't be your ATM or something like that. Like, you know, it's like me, if I have my own thing going on, it's nice if a man supports me. It's nice if I support the man. As long as you're comfortable, I'm cool with it.
But then, oh, sorry, bro.
No, go on.
But you wouldn't want to date a man who earns lower than you do.
I won't say that. No, I mean, I'm gonna be fair. The thing is,
you want a man who's sort of on the same level.
But the thing is, how would you know that? I mean, you approaching me, how am I gonna know? Because some people have money, but it doesn't show on them.
100%. But if you're spending time around this person, you guys are getting to know each other. You know, you're going to his crib. He's coming around yours.
That's really not my main focus, to be honest.
Yeah. No. It probably isn't. Right. But.
My thing is...
But you want to be with a guy, though, who is on the same level as you.
Well, I'll...
Especially financially. We are talking about financially, you know?
The thing is, I would say yes and no. Yes, of course. No is like... Yes is like... My thing is, as long as... If you're willing to improve upon yourself,
right.
I would help you. We can build together, like I said.
Right.
You know, because not everybody was born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
100%.
You know, and I mean, I don't know about other women, but if we are to be fair, men do tend to have a lot of responsibilities because, I mean, you want to get married, you have to move to a man's house. That man needs to make sure that he is obviously like comfortable, you know, because some women, I don't know about the women these days, I can't speak for her, but from what I've seen, it's just, I don't know, it's just something else. So for me personally, financially, yeah, it does count. But it's not something like if you're earning less than me, I won't be with you.
Yeah.
I will be with you. But as long as you prove to me that you're willing to better yourself and grow with me, then that's fine. Nobody wants to be with a lazy man or a lazy woman. Like, because I earn more than you, so you're all relaxed. Like, I'm not going to put in much effort. That one I would leave. But as long as you prove to me, you show me that, oh, in as much as I earn less, you know, I'm willing to... I mean, don't get me wrong. Some men are very much intimidated when they get to know that their women earn more than them.
Okay.
True.
Okay, that's true. But I was going to say, why do you think in today's age and time, women are starting to hustle more, make more money? You know, because back in the day, women were okay to sit at home, allow the man to be their provider. Women will sit at home, look after their children.
Yeah.
Be the mother of their home, like look after their house and that. But these days, you get women trying to put themselves up there, like trying to earn more than men.
Because I feel like some men look down upon women. That's how I see it. You know, I mean, and also nobody, I mean, I don't want to use the term housewife. Like me, I always use me because I'm a very hardworking lady. I don't want to sit down at home whilst my husband goes to get all the money and whatnot, looking after the kids. I want to do something, do you know, unless maybe the man that you were with doesn't really care, do you know. So I want to do, for my own sake, I want, even if I'm not paying for anything, at least the money that I earn will be for myself, or even to contribute, even release a lot of like some sort of like pressure. He might not say it. Sometimes some people don't even say that, oh, she's really doing well for me, but at least they do see what you're doing. You know, so me personally, I feel like sometimes it could be maybe some men look down upon women. And now, you know, it's like women empowerment as well. Everybody's just uplifting one another. So
100%.
Yeah. It's like everybody's just trying to, you know, because how would you feel if I'm saying they're not doing anything and my friends are just making it? And you see it on social media. You know, they do this, women are doing this, women are doing that. And how, imagine me not working, I'm just sitting there. I mean, I'll be even motivated. I will be even pushed.
So you feel like
to even do something for myself.
Social media, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Except unless you, the individual, you're just lazy. You just don't want to do anything. You're comfortable.
Honestly, I don't know about you guys, but I cannot be with a girl who's
like, not doing shit. Mostly guys are attracted to women that know what they want.
Exactly.
Like a boss chick. Like a boss chick. Everybody knows what,
I don't know about some guys, but I don't mind. Listen, if my girl is earning more than I do, I fucking love it.
See, that's the thing. I fucking love it. She will hold you down regardless.
Yeah, but back home, trust me, a lot of guys want to be making a lot more than their women.
That's them.
Back home.
That's them.
That's them.
No, no, no.
But why is that?
If I'm making
it's the
more,
mentality.
The thing is, if I'm making more than my girl, I don't have a problem with it. You get what I'm saying? It is what it is, right? But I just think I have a problem with, for example, if you're earning like 20 grand, 50 grand or something, right, and she just doing like the bare minimum, maybe just making 10,000. You get what I'm saying? But then she wants to live the life. She wants us to live this
life.
You got what I mean? This comfortable life.
I feel
you know, so it puts all the pressure on me.
Like
right?
I said, you know, when you're doing something as a woman, he might not say that, oh, she's really helping me, but he would appreciate it because you are 100%. Somehow relieving stress. On
what I'm saying is back home, the man wants to go to work, come back home to a nicely cooked meal, a nicely cleaned
home. That's you being a housewife,
that's,
man.
That's
you
know.
But why is it so? But why?
Is it not nice to uplift your woman? Is it not nice
to see
uplift
my girlfriend?
Exactly. If I see
the same, I'm the same. I'm just saying. Yeah. Why do you think some people are still like that?
Because a lot of people are backward. That's just a simple answer.
Mm-hmm.
Personally,
it's
personally,
true.
I want my girl, to be out there doing her thing. Yeah, she might not be working as hard as I do, right? I don't expect her to earn as much as I do.
Well,
you know,
she's doing something.
Well, she's doing something.
Isn't it?
You know, because I don't want to be with a girl and she's just there.
How would you even feel as a woman not doing anything?
Bro,
like,
I'm going to be looking at her like,
there.
What the
like,
fuck
come
are we
on,
doing
man.
Here,
are you a housewife?
Everyone has got each to their own.
100%.
I was
going to
say, I mean,
a $1 million. And then you don't mind your woman sitting, you know, not sitting around or taking care of the kids and all that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
no,
I mean, there's nothing
forget.
Wrong,
no,
but
no.
If you tell me to do that, like I said, I know the kind of woman I am. I like to be busy. I would never agree to that. Mm. Even if it's just me working one day, just allow me to do it. I can't just sit home and not
do
anything.
Don't forget, this is what gets our kids out there doing all shit and all of that, because there's no one really, you know,
looking after them.
Looking
yeah.
after them properly.
Yeah.
Like, you just dump them in school and then they do whatever they want
That's
to do.
It.
Teachers.
You know what? That is a valid point.
Do you get what I mean?
But to me, though, if it gets to that point where she ends up having kids or something, and she wants to stay at home and take care of the kids, she doesn't want a nanny at home or some stranger taking care of the kids, cool, that's fine.
It's like you're both so busy, like I'm going to work, mommy's going to work,
you just done the kid in school,
and then
I think it all comes down to her and wherever she wants.
It depends on the individual, to be honest.
But before the kids come in play, I need you to be using your brain into this, man. Right? You know?
If your wife is earning $1 million, would you be willing to stay at home and look after the kids?
If my wife was earning $1 million, I'll stay at home and be there. I'll stay at home and clean the baby's diapers.
I'll cook for her.
Wow.
Listen, when she comes home, I'll bath her.
Yo, man. Yo, wow. Man. Yo, man. Women are not like that. Like, wow.
like my wife.
The previous episode, I said men don't really care, but like women, trust me, they're not like that. Oh. They don't expect their man to be home. You know, they don't like that shit.
You know, my wife was
$1 million.
Do you would you accept that?
No.
You see, women don't like that shit.
I want him to be doing something for himself.
Outside pressure.
Yeah, it's outside pressure for the most part.
A relationship, you have to do what works for you.
100%.
Yeah. Say okay, because
this person is doing the
yeah, like you gotta do what works for you, man.
Do what works
I think
for the family.
At the end of the day, it's your relationship, so women, it all depends women, on the two of you.
Yeah. Women don't take that shit. Yeah.
They are pleasing.
And it
all
comes down to social media.
Everyone is so influenced
by social media and what other people are
doing.
They just want to match up and then meet
you. There is no relationship that is going to be perfect, or you know, you guys have to work together to make it perfect. You never meet a perfect guy out there.
Yeah, me see.
You never meet a perfect woman out there.
Put my wife on £1 million.
Fanta.
Charlie, I'll go washing dishes for you. I'll go washing pants for you. Give your dirty laundry. I'll wash them for
everything,
you.
Everything,
I'll feed you.
You know, just put half of that money.
Put the half of that money.
The amount of fact is that everybody should hustle, man. Everybody should just go for it.
You know what?
Something.
Money's good, man. You know money's what? Sweet. Money's sweet. Just hustle for it.
And on that note, thank you, Nana, for coming around, man.
Thank you, too, for having
me. You know what I mean? Thank you for coming around, kicking out your ass and everything.
You're not going to thank us.
Is it?
Don't worry, I'll block her. I've blocked you.
They're jealous.
Guys, I've blocked you already. Thank you for
waiting. Thank FOBT for having all of us on there.
Could you block this guy? Block this guy, bro.
Oh, my God, I beg. I love this guy. I love this guy. Guy, forget this guy.
Yeah, blocked already.
Yeah, on the road though. Nana, yeah, big ups. You've contributed a lot.
I hope to come back, to be honest.
Listen, you're welcome, man.
That's it.
Come back next week.
Aquaba.
Because we need to have that conversation.
If I have a shit, I'm going
to
cancel it.
She's opened her eyes to the views women have about most of the convos we've had before.
There's a lot more I want to say.
Because me, I've always been supporting women, but then you lot keep going against, you know.
Bro, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, bro.
Davido thing, when it came, a lot of things. You get me? You see, we've got a woman's opinion on this thing,
which is
really good.
All right, cool. The viewers, she's gonna be here next week.
I will be, right? Definitely.
So, Nana, give them your social media, whatever, if they want to reach out to you. What's your social media handle?
So I'm on Snapchat and Instagram. My Instagram name is, sorry, I have to check. Because I'm always changing my name.
I do the same too.
So my Instagram name is Nana, N-A-N-A underscore Akosua, A-K-O-S-U-A underscore A. That's my Instagram. Just follow me and I will definitely follow back. And my Snapchat is AJ, A-Y underscore J-A-Y 2017.
Boom, boom, boom. So all the ladies, the men, if you guys got something that
questions.
You want her to talk about, because I know the ladies are somewhere doing slightly at the
I
end,
can
give
speak
her the topic,
for you
whatever.
Guys I can
you
know, speak for she, the women
yeah she's always welcome, she's gonna come around and whatnot. And on that note,
again, happy Independence Day to Ghana.
To Ghana, God bless.
Happy International Day, International Women's
Somebody
Day.
Somebody should have sung the anthem
there.
You know, one of these guys, oh, either Kojo or him.
Shut up in
Yedin.
Kawanutu.
It means Utiso.
Kawanutu.
Utiso.
Kawanutu.
Utiso.
Yabo.
No, shut up. Shut up means Mumuye time.
You lie.
That's true. That's true.
I was going to say, shut up, do you
love? Oh, yeah.
You got me? And on that note, man, shout out to all the viewers, all the listeners on YouTube. Listen, you guys have been killing me on YouTube, fam. You know what I'm saying? I never knew.
Subscribe.
Yeah, I never knew that Canada is bigger than flipping America, fam. So
it's big, but it's not really inhabited.
Bro,
most of it is
not inhabited. Yeah,
but
yeah,
guys,
yeah, exactly. But
they came
big,
on YouTube,
man.
Fam.
Yeah, but
I'm
scared.
It's like the same way Russia is so big, but their population is smaller than England.
Yeah. But anyways, listen, we are loving the comments and everything. We are loving the engagement and everything. You know, we are not going to be here without you guys. So keep on sharing it. Talk about it. Like. Comment. Anything you want to do. Subscribe.
most importantly, subscribe and all that. And also follow us on Instagram, Fresh Off the Boat Pod. And if you've got any comments for us, slide in the DMs or on send an email to us on FOTBpodcast@yahoo.com. FOTBpodcast and yahoo.com.
Watch out for our Twitter account coming out soon.
100%.
If you're on Twitter, watch out. We're going to have a Twitter account soon. You can follow us on there.
100%.
Know, share us.
100%. And most importantly, subscribe. Subscribe to our subscribe on YouTube. You know, watch our all our episodes and share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Until next week, peace out.